Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, look over there.
Where?
There goes my perfect pop pick for today.
That was great.
Okay, Patrick, we're doing Perfect Pop Week, and I think, I think there's a couple... a few maybe different ways to look at what is a perfect pop song, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, again, we use the term pop broadly. You know, anything in, like, the whole of popular music is what we're talking about
here.
But there's some things that are sort of like obscurities. Maybe they're so they're great, but people haven't really heard them very much, and you want to elevate that. You want to, you know,
right.
Share it with the world. There's some other songs that maybe are the opposite, like sort of like what made them so great is because they became huge hit songs. Like they're really like those kinds of songs and everybody can relate to them in some way. Right. And all of that. And so here on Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Linehan.
I am Patrick Foster.
As I make my next perfect pop pick, I was thinking about this, which is that there are some songs that you like, but you know, maybe over time you get sick of because you've heard them so many times.
Yep.
But then there are some songs that you just like never get sick of. Like, doesn't matter how many times you've heard it.
Right.
You could hear it again.
Yeah.
You could hear it again. You're not going to click the button on the radio. You're not
no.
going to, you know, if anything, you're going to turn it up, right? Or you're going to tell people, you know, you're going to go wake up the kids. Come listen to this song, kids, right? You know, there's just, a certain number of songs like that. And to me, this is one of those songs.
With gorillas down my street. From my window I'm staring while my coffee goes cold. Look over there,
well.
There's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Because if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street.
All right, there you go. Joe Jackson, Is She Really Going Out With Him, from 1978. And that was his debut single. So, man, talk about coming out of the gate strong, right?
Whew. Jim, I got to tell you, man, I love the part in that song where it just goes into that, I don't know what it is. It's some sort of meltdown switch where Joe Jackson says, "'Cause if my eyes don't deceive me," you know, like he suddenly right. switches the whole thing to this passionate, you know, it's very spare. It's very like coolly observing. And then all of a sudden he says, "Oh my God, I'm pissed. 'Cause if my eyes," you know, it's right. so great. Yeah. And yes. you're right, man. Why would you ever switch that song off? There's right. no reason. It's,
So
it's great.
I mean, to me, I don't know. It's hard. It's one of those songs that's kind of hard to explain, like what makes it so,
yep.
so appealing. I mean,
agreed.
You know, it, part of it may just be, like you said, it, that sparseness to it, just that little, that do-do-do, that
yeah.
bass line
yeah.
and singing over it. But also I think it's that it's the hooky chorus, right? It's just something
yeah.
about it that kind of like takes off. Like everybody sings along to that song.
That's
you know
totally,
I mean? It's like
no,
everybody
you're right.
knows it.
Yeah. And Joe Jackson was one of us, you know, he was a music nerd and we wanted him to, we understood his plight. So
yeah,
yeah totally.
Well,
yeah.
And I also think, you know, talk about a relatable song. It's like, I mean,
I know
I read where he considers it sort of just a goofy sort of you know, comedy
I'm
kind
sure.
of song or whatever. Yeah. But to me, there's like a lot of pain in that song, right? It's a lot of like,
absolutely.
How come I'm the lonely
yeah.
guy?
Yeah,
how come
yeah.
everybody else has a girlfriend, right? Why are they going out with these guys when they could be going out with me, right?
Right. I understand you know? Them, yeah. And, right. You know, it's one of those classic cases, I think, in music history where you're like, Rock in the Suburbs been going on for like 27 years. They've never picked... Is she really going out with him on Perfect Pop? I mean,
right.
It just seems like it should have already been there. So,
yes. So, anyway, yeah, just to me, just an amazing little pop song, right? It does everything you want it to do, I think, and
totally.
Does it really well, right? Yeah.
And then later in your career, you'll put out a 3-sided album, which I never
now,
understood. Like, why?
Oh, there's that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, one thing I did not know, I just learned today, I always thought, you know the song New Rose by The Damned?
Of course.
Before it kicks in, right at the very beginning, they say, is she really going out with him? And then, I thought they took that from this song. That's not the case.
No, not at all. That's another great thing about the song. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he took it from them.
Yeah,
they took it.
No, man.
They took it from Leader of the Pack.
Well, that's one of the cool things I've always liked about Joe Jackson, too, is that, kind of similar to Elvis Costello. He was around for all that stuff, you know,
right.
the punk explosion and all that. And he was kind of a guy in this... a nerdy guy in the suburbs like us, but he went in a different direction, so that was amazing.
But he
loved all that stuff, so.
he did yeah. And in fact, if you listen to Look Sharp, which was his debut album, there's a lot there's a lot of like, you know, that kind of angry young man stuff in that album overall, and it rocks pretty hard. So another, kind of like we were talking about the New York Dolls first album, I also think the first Joe Jackson album is really tremendous, like top to bottom. And go listen to that.
Well, I'm telling you, man, like if you want to have a good record collection on vinyl from the 80s and all that, like you should have Look Sharp, I'm the Man, mm-hmm. and Joe Jackson's Jump and Jive in your collection. And
there you go.
If you want to get Big World with a, two records with only 3 sides of music, sure, you can do that too. Okay.
Alright, so there you go, that's my pick.
Great pick, today. Jim, great.
And let's see, tomorrow Friday we're gonna each do one pick to sort of, round things out.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Three, so you get two, it's a two for Friday.
Of course.
Yeah, it makes sense. Okay, alright, so let's get out of here and do that, alright?
Yep.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I am Patrick Fosta.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh my God, I'm pissed because it my right. eyes, it's right. so great. Yeah.